Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The loneliness is twice as hard as diamonds. How the hell am I still cold?
Chimey, a little emo for my taste on a Friday. And, you know, Curtis has pointed this out. I'm an emo guy sometimes. But
that's true. Sorry. I mean, I'll up the vibe next. I got you.
Let's kick the energy up a little
bit. You got it,
Ben. It's almost the weekend, and it's playoff weekend here in Titletown. Bruins tomorrow night, Celtics on Sunday at 1. We'll talk Bruins with Sofia Yurkstevich of Nesson in about 15 or 20 minutes at 7:20. And we'll talk Celtics with Wick Grosbeck, the owner of the Boston Celtics, at 8:20 on today's show. And should you want to watch the game with us, then you can do it Sunday, a basic brunch watch party at the Playwright in South Boston. We have like somewhere in the neighborhood of, 15 or 20 brunch, room for 15 or 20 of you at brunch, and then we're closed and sold out.
Correct.
So just go to thegreghillfoundation.org, and you can join Courtney and Curtis and myself and maybe Wiggy. And, of course, Shime would go, but the temptation is just too much for him, I think. Am I right, Shime?
It's tough out there in the streets, Greg.
It's hot out there for a pimp?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I can't wait till you have been released and you can go back to eating things that taste good.
But here's the thing, though, Greg. I'll be used to eating them in more moderation, and I will be able to pace myself
That's
a little
the way
bit.
It always works. Nobody ever puts the weight back on.
No, and I'll be ripping it in the gym.
So it's a lifestyle change.
I'm not worried.
That's the key. Yes. Change the lifestyle.
Not scared of that at all.
Somebody who knows what it's like, it's all about the lifestyle, the moderation.
This is Joe in the car. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning. Wiggy, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yep.
You said yesterday, and I listen to the show every day. Mm-hmm. I love the show. You said a couple months ago that the Celtics, it was a championship of bust.
Yeah.
And yesterday, the flip-flopper that you are, you said, it all depends, you know, how they lose, you know, you go set.
He did.
What do you mean by that?
He flip-flopped.
I said
it's champion.
I'm not done talking.
Oh, okay. I thought
you
was done.
Do you smoke a lot of pot before the show? Because sometimes I don't think you – and let me ask you another question. Greg can cut me off. You said that the kid from Purdue – is not going to get drafted.
No,
right?
I said he won't. He won't be. Listen, I said he won't be a big player in the NBA.
My God.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Has he received his $20 million deal with Nike yet?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
He'll be a bench warmer.
When is Biden going to tweet about that outrage?
He deserves it.
He should.
If a woman's making $20 million from Nike, they're damn right should be a man.
Well,
are, you eating a Boston cream yodel right
I
now?
I love yodels.
Is it ever too early for a Boston cream yodel?
Boston cream yodels all day, every day. I got three DMs yesterday from people that already had them in the fridge, and they say they're great.
Well, here's what I said initially about the Celtics. It would be championship or bust in the sense that I expect them to get to the championship, and if they were to lose in Game 7 against a very good Denver team, I would be extremely disappointed, but I would look at this team and go, okay, they've arrived in the sense that my expectations are it's not long before they win a championship. But I expect them to get to an NBA Finals, and worst-case scenario, they lose in Game 7.
See, I think I said it the other day, but you can't have a regular season like you did and not win the whole thing. I think it's a failure if you don't win the whole thing. And
it'll be a failure.
I put that on Jason Tatum. Like, he's the leader now. He's done an extraordinary. I think, and I, you know,
what if he averages?
I wanted to drive him to the airport. I'm aware of that. At one point, he was bothering me, but he has turned into a leader.
Mm-hmm.
The only issue with him is in these playoff games.
Right.
Is he able to be clutch? Is he able to do what he has been unable to do at times? Mm-hmm. And when you need him,
right.
For a game to come up with 40 plus or whatever and take the game over, can he do that?
It's going to come down to three people for the championship run. It's going to come down to Tatum, Mazzulla, and Jaylen Brown. And if he goes out and in the finals he averages 30 and Mazzulla does a good job of coaching.
It's not about what he averages. It's about when he gets the points.
If he gets his points and Mazzulla does a good job of coaching, but they're not able to get that secondary scoring from Brown, people then will criticize Brown. If Tatum's crappy, they'll criticize him. If they're not able to slow down the Joker, then they'll criticize
Brown just needs Mazzulla. To buy in, which he has been all season long, and also Kristaps Porzingis. I don't think that we put enough weight on how important he will be to this run.
No, I think he's the difference maker, Courtney, obviously compared to last year's team. And the other thing with the Celtics, though, it's interesting that you played a full year and we don't know anything yet. In that, until they get back to the finals, until they, you know, can we also agree, Greg, if Jason Tatum has a great seventh game in the second or third round, we can't say he's arrived. We've done that several times.
Yep.
The only time he will fully arrive is if he does that in the finals. He's done it in the conference final. He's done it against the Bucks and the Sixers. He's had great playoff games when the Celtics needed him.
Well, I feel like I speak for an entire region when I say we deserve a parade. Yeah. It has been a long time, and we deserve it, and it's all on the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shime, let's get to They Said It, please.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where would you like to begin this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, I think we should begin with our guy Max Homa. He is a golfer on the PGA Tour, and he was making his trip to Harbortown for the RBC Heritage this weekend, and on the way decided, you know what, I'm going to get some Chick-fil-A. Like a normal man, he stopped. He wanted some Chick-fil-A. He was without his wife, so he's like, you know what, pick out on a little junk food. And a woman ended up buying his Chick-fil-A, and the interaction he had with this woman, I think, was pretty special.
I absolutely demolished Chick-fil-A on my drive down. A sweet woman paid for it, actually, in the drive-through line. It was cool. I don't know. I was in the drive-through by myself, and I went to order, and the person taking the orders told me that the woman in the row next to me had paid for whatever I was going to get. She said that her son is like 3 or 4 and I'm his favorite golfer. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. Those kinds of things, I still pinch myself. I'm not quite sure.
She was next to you in line or behind you?
It's a two-line Chick-fil-A, you know, busy. She paid for it. I rolled my window down. We chatted for a minute or so, and then I ate it.
Paid lunch for the guy who just won like $640,000, whatever you got.
Yeah, I don't know. It was quite kind. That's what I say. I just pinch myself at times with the kindness of people have given me just because I play some golf. Feel very fortunate for that.
Buddy cool. Show, Shimer, 55 burgers, 55 fries.
I think you should leave. Well done.
Yeah, I mean, he was right there on Sunday for a while. Sean?
Yeah, I mean, he was in that four-way tie there with, what, like 11 or 12 holes left in the tournament. But unfortunately, Scotty just ran away
from him. He's a nuggy guy or a sandwich guy?
Probably, I would assume a sandwich.
If he's picking out, he probably got both.
Yeah.
Max Homa did that Caleb, I don't know his last name, on Barstool Sunday conversation. And he's like, so, you know, you went to Florida, you won a national championship, and Max Homa's like, yeah. And he's like, so did Aaron Hernandez.
Caleb Presley also did one with Brooks Koepka, which is maybe the funniest one I've ever watched, where he's like, so do you think people would be more interested in golf if it was football? Brooks is like,
Curtis, on the ratings discussion, did you hear the LIV guy, what's his name, Shime? Taylor Gooch?
Yes.
Who said that tournaments ought to be 54 holes instead of 72 holes? And that might, when it comes to interest from, what are you laughing at, Shime? No?
I'm just laughing at a LIV guy saying that things should be 54 holes. And then Wyndham Clark also said, I think it was after the first day of the Masters, he was like one over. And he's like, don't worry about it. LIV only plays 54 holes. I got plenty of time.
But I think.
So this is like a baseball thing, too long.
Yeah, all right. Like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, just get it done. You don't need Thursday. Like
I think they just need to not rip the product and not rip people for making business decisions and figure out this merger, and the ratings will come back.
Yeah,
not
I think Curtis is right.
Not to where they were Tiger, but there has been the fracture, and you've been people ripping the other golfers, and it's been a problem.
Okay, what's next, Sean?
Next, let's hear from Don Sweeney. He actually spoke yesterday to the media and, shockingly enough, talked about the goalie rotation. He didn't tell us what they were going to do.
Yeah, he did.
But.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, well, right, let's hear what Don Sweeney said.
I'll sum it up in the fact that we're very confident in our goaltending. I think it's been a strength of our hockey club for certainly the past 2 years. And, you know, the noise that necessarily goes on outside is not necessarily filtered as much inside as what people may believe, because our goalies know what the plan is. They know what their strengths are for our hockey club and how much we rely on them. And performance and results will dictate some of this. But we know what the plan is going in, and so do they, and we're comfortable with it.
So he said, for our goalies. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I
but
feel
they
like
know what the plan is.
They know what the plan is. I think the plan is a rotation. I really do. I don't know. You don't hear that when you hear Don Sweeney?
I do, but I also hear, but it's results. And
it's result. Curtis and I were talking about this morning before the show.
Pep talk.
I think Curtis is right. I think that you start off with a rotation. And one guy gets, hopefully, is very hot, and then you just stick with that guy the rest of the way through, right?
You give the appearance of an even playing field where they each get an opportunity, and then the hope is that it then becomes Swayman or Ullmark the duration of the playoff.
I think the positive to take, though, is that they've already talked about it. Like, internally, at least. They may not have told us, but clearly, internally, they had a plan. They know what they're doing. Where we've been kind of ripping Monty a little bit for being like, hey, you need to figure this out. Clearly, they have. And so I think that's a positive for them.
I was told I was a moron for saying that Don Sweeney would have input on the goalie rotation. It seems pretty clear that he had a pretty big input on the goalie rotation.
If you're going to go based on opponent.
Uh-huh.
Then I think tomorrow night you start Jeremy Swayman. He's been really good against the Maple Leafs this regular season, and you ought to start Jeremy Swayman and see how he does.
Well, I think the from what I get from that is that both of these guys get two games apiece, and then whoever's playing the best after two games, that's the guy they're going with, because that's then they have to make the decision, because it's an equal amount of games. You give a guy.
And you're saying ride the whoever you choose for the rest of the time that they're in the playoffs?
That's what it makes it seem like they're saying. Because once you ride that.
Well, yeah, unless somebody, you know.
Unless
you
somebody gets hurt.
Or somebody ends up being a sieve and you know, and you got to go. You want to change it up. I mean, you know, you're at a.
But it's like when we were looking for the co-host, you give everybody the same amount of opportunity. Then you limit it.
Can we not? It's a Friday.
But then you limit it to the
Courtney stood on her head.
Two candidates you like, and then you got to get to a point where you go, okay, that one is playing better after their two games versus that one. We're going with whoever the hot one is at the time.
Tommy Bag of Donuts in the Twitch chat says, I'm off my rocker today, that you can't start Swayman. Ullmark is the man. You got to start Ullmark. Mike Milbury changed my mind a little bit yesterday where he was talking about Swayman and his lackadaisical attitude. I mean, Ullmark and his lackadaisical attitude. He was blaming it on being a Swedish thing. I don't know that I would put it on the Swedes as an entire group of people. But anyway,
it's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
Yeah.
Okay. How many games? I know we got to
take a break. Okay. We really.
Let me write my question down.
I mean, the man has endless questions. Is what I love about him. But
no wonder Fourier gets mad.
Yes. All right. Courtney is
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here now with what is trending this hour.
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 5-4, dropping the last game and the series. Little different story with starting pitching last night. Brennan Bernardino only went 2 innings, striking out 2. Another 2 errors for the Sox. They lead the league with 20 in 20 games.
I heard Joe talking about this, and it was actually a text that I had received yesterday from Baseball Brett. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the current payroll is for the starting pitchers on the Boston Red Sox?
Can I take a guess?
Yes.
$28 million.
Nope. I was going to say 20.
The healthy starting pitchers?
Yes.
I'm going to guess $10
million. $8 million.
Wow.
Currently. It's what you are paying for starting pitching on the Boston Red Sox.
As they say, you get what you pay for. Yeah.
Yep. The Sox now in Pittsburgh, 6:40 first pitch tonight. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:40 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always on the Odyssey app, the Heat will host the Bulls tonight with the winner of that matchup getting Boston on Sunday at 1. Jimmy Butler will not be playing. He's expected to be out for a few weeks with an apparent MCL injury. The Bruins will kick off the postseason tomorrow with the Maple Leafs in town with an 8 p.m. puck drop. And elsewhere in the NHL, the league has approved the move of the Coyotes from Arizona to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors voted to approve the sale of the franchise's hockey assets to Ryan and Ashley Smith. They're the owner of the Jazz. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Courtney. 44 degrees outside right now. Mostly cloudy skies. Afternoon high, 57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.